As I was packing school supplies last night, I didn't think about thanking God for the scissors that I was having to pack up, but that's a good one. I like that. So this summer, you guys have submitted questions or topics for Pastor Tom and I to preach on, and they've all been wonderful. A little more creative for us to have to think about text and ways in which we could preach on some of those topics. And today's question is also good. It's an inquiry into why we celebrate communion every Sunday. Now, among us, we probably have several variations on how we remember celebrating Holy Communion growing up in the church. Some probably celebrated every week, while others may have only celebrated once or twice a month. And still some maybe only celebrated Holy Communion once or twice a year, depending on where you grew up. While the sacredness of the sacrament of Holy Communion is biblically based, the regularity of it is human imposed, right? Now, when I was growing up in church, we only had one service each week, but on holidays, we would have multiple services. And of course, my family was there for all of them, either singing or playing handbells or ushering or doing something for each of the services. But my parents would only allow us to go up for communion once. We couldn't go up every service. I'm not sure if it was because they thought we would look greedy or sinful, or maybe they were just trying to save the church some money by not using another cup and another wafer, but whatever the case, we could only go up once. And it didn't strike me until one particular Easter. We had been at the early service, and I took communion at the early service. And then a friend of mine and I, well, we weren't really paying attention at the second service. We were writing notes back and forth in the church bulletin. And I wrote something kind of naughty. And it dawned on me that I had sinned, like tangibly sinned, right? And so the idea that communion was coming, well, I should certainly go forward and receive that forgiveness in the sacrament of communion. But I had already gone up for communion, so I was kind of in a pickle. So I carried that guilt with me the whole week until the next Sunday. Communion never tasted so good. It also gives me a good chuckle when we have readings like our gospel today. Jesus shares this profound message, "I am the bread of life." And the Jews sit there and squabble over what Jesus says. Now, it's easy to look at them and point our fingers for such trivial stuff. But if we're honest about it, we are often just as pathetic as the ones we are pointing at. Churches have divided. People have been hurt over the subject of how often communion should be celebrated. The Lord's Supper is also a touchy subject when we worship with other denominations. Many of you have shared your stories of not being felt welcome in other churches, while others have been offended that Holy Communion has been so loosely offered to anybody. So while every church has its variations on how the sacrament of Holy Communion is celebrated, here we do celebrate it every week. And we welcome all who believe and are baptized. Well, technically, we welcome all who believe and are baptized, but I'll tell you, we have given communion to some who haven't been baptized. And we're still here to share God's gospel, right? We're still able to share God's love, so it must have been okay. Now, while some might see this as a way of being too loose with such a sacred moment, it's also very beautiful to step aside from our perceived human control and let the Holy Spirit take over. As Jesus met with his disciples in the upper room for that last Passover meal, he tried to convey to them that this sacrifice that he was about to get into was for the world, right? For all people. Christ's act was done for the forgiveness of all sins of all people. There are no levels or degrees of sin. My naughty word on the church bulletin as a child was just as sinful as the sin committed by someone who was serving a prison sentence. And Christ died for all of our sins. The other thing that I've learned since my younger devious church days is that church is not the only place where I'm allowed to remember God's forgiveness, right? Holy Communion is just one of the ways in which we remember and tangibly acknowledge that forgiveness and love. But we can tangibly remember that forgiveness and love every day. When we talk with kids about baptism, we share about how water is used, right? Because it's what we use to clean ourselves, and the connection between washing our hands and being cleansed of our sins makes sense, right? We see and touch water every day. Well, food is something that we also need every day. And this Passover meal that Jesus shared with the disciples wasn't just a tiny chunk of bread and a shot glass of wine. They shared a meal. It was a feast. Think of it like having just finished Thanksgiving dinner. You're so stuffed, but you're trying to decide if you can manage two pieces of pie or if that will do you in. I mean, the feast of the Lord's Supper is nourishment to fill us for the whole journey that's before us. The journey to serve others, but also to live free of our sinful selves. The Lord's Supper fills us so much that we don't have room for the guilt. And how we celebrate Holy Communion, quite honestly, is just logistics. We truncated our meal to the bread and the wine, the symbolic images of Christ's body and blood, because, well, could you imagine the church disputes that would happen over if we had to serve Jell-O? Green or red, fruit or no fruit. But we gather for this meal around the Lord's table as a community, receiving God's love and forgiveness for ourselves and doing our best to share that love and forgiveness with one another. Celebrating the sacrament of Holy Communion in worship isn't about logistics or frequency, but it's about the attitude of our hearts. As we receive this tangible reminder of Christ's love, as we live our Christian lives, we don't only celebrate this sacrament here in worship, but we celebrate that gift in every word and action and every thought and deed throughout our daily lives. Because it's through this gift of forgiveness that Christ gave all of himself for us, so that we could also give all of ourselves for him. Amen.